I was born and bred in Glenhuntly, and for my 14th birthday, which was in October 1930, I was given a bike from my cousin, who had grown out of it. He'd grown older, and I was it was brought up to me on the Friday night, and naturally I got up early on the Saturday morning to have a ride all around the streets, because you could ride around streets in those days because there were very, very, very few cars. Anyway, I was riding up James Street, coming near the corner of Etna Street, when I saw Farlap and Tommy Woodcock coming down from the racecourse down from Manchester Grove. And at that time, there was a big black sedan car turned from James Street into Etna Street. The next thing was bang, and this bloke in the back seat shot out a shotgun from a... Well, there was only the one blast from memory, and of course Tommy Woodcock, all the trainers in those days always rode little ponies and led their horses, and of course he took the horse and up onto the footpath. And then I, of course, got the wind up and went for my life, and I went down to the Ormond footy ground and stayed down there for half an hour or so till I got hungry for my breakfast and came home. And of course, didn't say a word about it. I didn't want to tell anybody what I'd seen. It was probably 30 years later before I ever told anyone. I was out with a friend, and we were having a walk around, and I said, "Oh, that's where Farlap was shot." I said, "There'd be pellets in those pickets there." She said, "Oh, how would you know that?" I said, "Well, I was there," and that was the first time I never even mentioned it to my family or my brother or anybody. I don't think my brother even knows now I was there. I've never told him.